The longer I'm here, the longer tenured I am, the more I have to take that leadership opportunity, especially in light of all that has happened in the offseason with Charles Woodson, departing, the new contract showing, trust and my leadership and ability on the field. So, you're going to see that. And even, especially in light of last few years, our defense. So, we're trying to turn it around and get this thing back to where we were when we had a Super Bowl run.
Is that a conscious effort then, like on a day like today, that you go out there and try to be a little bit more vocal and leader? Or is that just something natural that comes out of you now because you've been here, 5 years?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's definitely something natural. You get more comfortable within the system, being a leader. A lot of these young guys look up to you, and especially having some personal success myself, as well as I just said, now, kind of being appointed that guy, or at least self-appointed. So, I'm going to do everything I can to help this defense get to where we need to go. And if that means, being a little more vocal, running around, having some fun, then hopefully these guys follow. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Clay, we saw a couple of shoving matches out there. Is that abnormal at this point in the game? What do you think about that?
No, that's typical first day. Getting back out here, people are excited to kind of show the bravado a little bit, but also at the same time it just goes to show the type of team we have, and that we're hungry to get back out there and improve ourselves on defense. I know we put a big emphasis on getting after the football, tackling, just kind of turning this thing around. So offense doesn't take too keen to that, but that's part of the deal, and we'll have some fun doing it. But at the end of the day, we're a team, and there'll be some matches, but hopefully it's a good thing.
It seems like when people have asked, is this team physical enough, everybody's kind of brushed that off. Is there an effort to become more physical this year?
We got the guys. I know that's something for the fans to buy into. But within this locker room, we know what we have in the personnel. So it's about bringing that out, bringing it to the forefront. And I know that this year, we're going to be fine. I feel comfortable in the guys we have, the leadership we have, as well as our toughness.
Clay, the first time you guys lined up as a defense, almost in pre-practice, they lined up in the pistol, the read option, all that stuff. A big point of emphasis, I guess?
Yeah. Well, it seems to be a growing trend around this league, obviously, having faced Kaepernick last year in the playoffs. You got to look at RG3 next year on the schedule. I'm sure Chip Kelly and his offense out there with Mike Vick or whoever's the quarterback. So, it's the newest trend, the newest fad, whatever you want to call it. But we have to be ready for it, and that's what we're doing now. We're taking the, we're incorporating into our practice regimen each and every day in hopes that, if we do face, a type of offense like this again, we'll be ready.
Has it been like a big point of emphasis? Or do you guys, hey, we got to fix this?
Well, it's not so much we need to fix this. It's which we need to learn. I think that comes with, it's a imitation league as far as what, the direction the league is going, especially on offense. But we need to learn how to stop. It's no different than if we were to stop the Wildcat or any other offense. It's the newest thing. You just need to figure out a way to stop it. And we feel good about our game plan, especially what the coaches put in this offseason.
Is it all preparation?
A lot of it's preparation. A lot of it's preparation of knowing what to do. Well, the pistol's not. Or option is not so much it can get physical, but a lot of times it's responsibility and assignment, so it's very important.